turn to Psalm 45. We're skipping today's psalm. We're going right to tomorrow's. And if you're feeling blue and things aren't going well for you, read today's psalm. Okay, Psalm 44. But if you're up and you're enjoying the family that's here with you and enjoying the day, read Psalm 45. Psalm 45 is a very interesting psalm. I'm going to have Pat put it up in King James. Oh, I am. Just as soon as she gets it, she's going to do exactly that. King James. Here we go. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. This is in the middle of the psalm. The psalm, as Wilmington's Bible commentary says, the psalmist praised the bridegroom at a royal wedding for both his military skill and his spiritual leadership. Now he does that in the first 9 verses of the psalm. Then in this verse that we have up here, he urged the bride who was from another land to transfer her loyalty from her own people to her husband's people. The psalm may actually describe 2 weddings, the wedding of Solomon to Pharaoh's daughter and the future wedding of the church to Jesus. Amen. So the instruction is very interesting when the psalmist is urging the bride who was from a worldly land, right? Us, as we're caught up in the world, to transfer all of our loyalty to the kingdom of God, to Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And what a call. In both cases, it's calling for I just love that phrase, a transfer of loyalties. Do we have a loyalty to one thing? We have a loyalty to the world. We have a loyalty to the Seahawks or the Cougs, who did terribly yesterday. Horrid. But we have loyalties to other things. And our Father in heaven is asking us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to transfer our loyalty to the things of the kingdom. It was really interesting because as I read today's psalm and went, oh no, that's not going to work, and then read today's psalm, then read the psalm before and the psalm before, I thought, I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to be enjoying and rejoicing in his kingdom more than ever. And I just love this. In fact, I was sitting there, and when the Holy Spirit comes on you, when you're reading the Word, you get so excited. I was actually bouncing up and down because I just love this verse so much. And Bible Knowledge Commentary says, the psalmist gave his charge to the bride before she was conducted into the king's presence. He instructed her to do homage to her Lord the King, forsaking her people. He explained that because the king desired, and that word is absolutely pregnant with meaning, he desired, it means he actually, really desired her. He was totally enthralled by her beauty, that then she should honor him because of that and go to him and give her all to him. Now, we're going to read it out of, because I've given all that background. Do you believe that what I've said is true? Amen. The Bible said it. It's true. That's what it is. Now we're going to read it out of the Message Bible. I love it. Let's stand up as we read this together. Now listen, daughter. Don't miss a word. Forget your country. Put your home behind you. Be here. The king is wild for you. Since he's your Lord, adore him. Amen. I love the way Peterson translates this. This is what it's all about.
Beautiful.
Be here. Be in his presence. Be in the kingdom. Enjoy the kingdom. Enjoy the king. Enjoy the people of the kingdom. The king is what?
wild.
Wild for you.
Beautiful.
That's what Jesus thinks about you. He is wild for you. Let's be wild for him in our worship and really,
amen,
really get in there and really worship this morning.
Amen.